Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is LBC with Ian Dale at Drive. Call 0345 6060973.
10 to 7. We'll come back to your calls on cultural boycotts in just a second. But first, former US football star and actor O.J. Simpson, remember him, is appearing before a parole board to ask to be released after 9 years in a Nevada prison. Simpson, who was acquitted for a double murder in 1995, is serving time for armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and 11 other charges. Well, let's get the latest from our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Looking at the pictures, Simon, O.J. Simpson seems to have aged rather a lot.
Well, he has aged a lot, although it's still fundamentally quintessential OJ that we are witnessing at this parole hearing in Nevada. He's just wrapped up speaking himself, and now his daughter is speaking on his behalf. Certainly, the indications throughout this hearing are that the parole board are edging towards a decision to release him on parole, but that is by no means guaranteed. And here's a sample of some of the things that OJ Simpson has been saying over the course of the last hour. First of all, he suggested, with a straight face, that he's not a violent man.
I'm no danger to pull a gun on anybody. You know, I never have in my life. I've never been accused of it in my life. Nobody's ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them.
Well, that's certainly one interesting claim that O.J. Simpson has made, perhaps ignoring the fact that he did get acquitted during that double murder trial that many people believe was a substantial miscarriage of justice. But on the issue that is before the parole board today, whether he has contrition and regret for the violence that did take place back in 2007 when he was trying to recover some of his sports memorabilia from some collectors, he insists that even the family of the victims know that he wishes them no ill.
This family knows that I wouldn't wish any harm on these guys ever. These guys are friends of mine, and I'd like to think we're friends again.
And finally, O.J. Simpson said to the parole board that will decide his fate that it's simply time for him to go home.
I've done my time. You know, I've done it as well and as respectfully as I think anybody can. I think if you talk to the wardens, them, they'll tell you I've been there. I gave them my word. I believe in the jury system. I've honored their verdict. I've not complained for 9 years. And that's the life I've tried to live because I want to get back to my kids and my family.
So now we wait to see what happens next. He's currently serving a 9-to-33-year sentence. If he doesn't secure parole today, his next opportunity will come in a couple of years' time. And Ian, you will be as delighted as I am to discover that if he does secure parole, he says he's considering a career in the media.
Does anyone care anymore?
Well, it's your programming.
You know what I mean.
I mean, what you mean.
In America, I mean, this was massive. When his trials were happening, I mean, it was like live on television. But is O.J. Simpson in America a character from the past?
I think he is a character from the past, but I think also there's substantial public interest here. You just have to wander into our newsroom and see every single television network here has cleared their airtime to carry this parole hearing live. It is like stepping back in time. Listeners of a certain age will remember October 1995. I've been here so long, I covered the verdict in the trial live on Drive on LBC, which I think at the time was being presented by the very splendid Peter Dealey. I mean, there it is aging all of us, isn't it? it is substantial public interest still here in him, despite the fact that there will be an entire generation of Americans that are watching this and that are saying, well, who is this guy and why should I care about him? Look, it's ratings gold for the TV networks here. They're not giving it up anytime soon.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. I have to say, if I don't hear the name O.J. Simpson ever again in my life, I should be quite happy.